An American journalist has died on the front lines in Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Police in Kyiv say he was attacked by Russian forces. Fox's Trey Yingst is in the capital.
Just outside the city in a town called Irpin, where there are refugees trying to get out of harm's way, two Americans were shot today and one killed, both journalists. That's as far as we know in terms of the information that we have right now and can confirm. But to give you a sense of this area, there have been many journalists, including our own crews there over the past week, documenting what's happening as Ukrainian forces try to hold a front line from the Russian advance.
The video journalist has been identified as 50-year-old Brent Renaud, who has worked in the past for the New York Times. In a statement, the paper says it's deeply saddened. A Russian missile strike in the western part of the country, not far from Poland, has killed nearly three dozen people. A military base was hit where U.S. forces have previously trained Ukrainians. In the south, residents are trying desperately to get out. This one did.
It's a story of horror. And story of terror that we've escaped. We've managed to escape with my husband.
Missiles from Iran flew into neighboring Iraq and nearly struck near the U.S. consulate in Erbil.
We do not believe that the consulate was actually the target of this missile attack. We are very glad that our facilities are secure, that everybody's accounted for, that no one has been hurt or killed.
Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman on Fox News Sunday. The attack came several days after Iran pledged to retaliate for an Israeli strike in Syria that killed two members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
4.32 a gallon. That's the average price AAA says Americans are paying for gas.
People are forced to make tough choices, deciding whether paying for gas is worth the squeeze. That pain now being shared by ride sharers as Uber announces it will add a fuel surcharge for almost all rides and Uber Eats orders. That surcharge in effect for the next 60 days.
Fox's Todd Pyro, from the gas pump to the grocery store.
Inflation's been around for several months, but President Biden doesn't want his name anywhere near the term inflation, especially now as a Wall Street Journal poll is finding it is the number one issue voters are most concerned about.
Fox says Peter Doocy, this week the Fed could raise interest rates to try and tamp down inflation. There hasn't been a rate increase since December of 2018. Standout performances that may have been overlooked by the Academy Awards will be given a chance to shine tonight.
Taye Diggs and Nicole Byer host the 27th annual Critics' Choice Awards with celebrations planned in London and in L.A.
Are we going to have to leave Belfast?
We'll fight this together.
Belfast and West Side Story lead the film category this year with 11 nominations each, and Succession proving itself a powerful player in TV once again, leading with 8 nominations. Billy Crystal will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the gala, and Halle Berry will be presented with the See Her Award. The show will be broadcast live on the CW and TBS beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Overseas, another star-studded event is on tap, the British Academy Film Awards. Dune and The Power of the Dog are leading the race with several nominations, including Best Picture. Also nominated in that category, Belfast, Licorice Pizza, and Don't Look Up. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.